Good night of Shabbos, everyone. Parshas Kisisa, I'd like to share with you something. We hear every one of us has in their lifetime thought of the Chet HaEgel, perhaps the most infamous event in Klal Yisrael's history. And we even have a hard time associating with it. People cannot imagine how can it be a few days after Matan Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, they see it all. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up. Klal Yisrael falls to Avodah Zarah. It's something that many of us struggle with understanding. You should know, the Gemara already struggles with this. The Gemara Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Dalet asks this question. How can it be? How can it be just shortly after Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael is ready to fall that low? The Gemara cannot understand that. And the Gemara has such a hard time with this question that the Gemara concludes that the Egel was a divinely orchestrated chait. It was a chait that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, helped us make, or perhaps didn't help us not do. There's a question exactly what that means, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped. How could we do an aver and get punished? But it was an aver that Hashem let happen. The Gemara says, why? To teach us lessons that we need for life. And the Gemara says the lesson is the lesson of tshuva. How Klal Yisrael was in a situation of hopelessness. They were chayte, the luchos were broken. There's nothing left. And yet, comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and gives them another chance and they get luchos again. That's what the Gemara tells us. It was worth the breaking of the luchos to teach Klal Yisrael that you can pull yourself together when everything falls apart. The Meshech Chachma quotes this Gemara, and he says there's something else that Klal Yisrael needs to learn from this story. And this is something perhaps we can resonate with us a little bit more than Avodah Zarah. And that's how we respond, Chas V'Shalom, to tragedy, or to when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives his punishment, and it's worth listening to this amazing Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma has a very, very simple question from a military standpoint. After Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, he calls over Shevet Levi and he says, we need to kill out all the people that did the Egel. We're going to give them to drink, and we're going to test them out. If you think about it, the Meshech Chachma says there was about 8,000 Levim and hundreds of thousands of Yidden. Somehow these few Yidden, who are a ratio, he says, of 1 to 100, went ahead and killed out all the people that didn't have Avera. How do you understand that a group of Levim, who were not very seasoned soldiers, went around with swords and killed hundreds of thousands, they didn't kill hundreds of thousands of people, but they stood up to hundreds of thousands of people and killed all the guilty people? The Meshech Chachma says, from a military standpoint, it doesn't make any sense. And he says the most incredible answer. He says the people that were Chayte decided that they want to use this opportunity to teach a lesson for the Yidden forever. He says over these people would say, you know, Matan Torah was an unbelievable event, but you know what? Maybe only the people there saw it. Maybe it was an illusion. Maybe they didn't see it. He says, what would prove to the generations forever that Matan Torah was real and there was a real revelation and Moshe Rabbeinu was real? He says the Yidden got together and said, we are going to allow ourselves to get killed. And we would never allow ourselves to get killed by a few Levim if we had a doubt in Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe comes down and says to the Levim to kill, we're going to let ourselves get killed. Says the Meshech Chachma, the Yidden decided they're going to make an ultimate sacrifice so the future generations will never say, maybe Matan Torah was not real. So when the Levim came over to them, they let themselves get killed by the Levim. Akiddush Hashem. An incredible thing. Says the Meshech Chachma was worth it for the entire thing. So what? So we will the Yidden taught their grandchildren, which is us, forever and ever, that Moshe Emes would say Rasa Emes, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a death penalty, we have to take it upon ourselves with Emunah. I'd like to fast forward over 3,000 years. Another time in recent history where Klal Yisrael took a death sentence from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they accepted it upon themselves, and therefore imbued in the next generation this emunah. Rav Dessler writes in a most incredible letter to his son in the year 1946, right following the Holocaust. And Rav Dessler writes to his son, everyone talks about the 6 million Kedoshim that were killed. And Rav Dessler writes, Al Kiddush Hashem. Ask Rav Dessler, what was the Kiddush Hashem? He says, by the Inquisition, there was Kiddush Hashem. People had a choice. They could have lived or died. They chose to die. That's called getting killed on Kiddush Hashem. Ask Rav Dessler in this letter to his son, why were the 6 million people called Kedoshim when they had no choice? There was no option. Says Rav Dessler to his son, there's two kinds of Kiddush Hashem. There's the Kiddush Hashem for the Goyim, that we choose Hashem and no other religion. And then there's a Kiddush Hashem for the next generation. When they get killed, how they die. Is it with questions or is it with faith? And he continues writing to his son. And he describes how the Yidden of Kelm, which was from the town he was from, went into the killing fields before they were all shot into these mass graves. He says they sang the song Ashreinu Matoiv Chelkeinu with the same exact tune and fervor that they sang in Simchas Torah. And he tells his son in this letter, that's Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends death Lo Yaleinu, or he sends a punishment Lo Yaleinu, or he sends a tragedy, and you accept it like a Yid. That's the Kiddush Hashem. That's why they were called Kedoshim. Not because they had a choice to get out, but because how they took it. My emuna is built on my own grandmother, who is a Holocaust survivor. And I asked her many times, and she would tell us how she took it. And to me, that was greater than any Musa Sefer. The fact that she accepted and told us how her family was killed, her siblings were killed, and she took that with such emuna, that's the strongest lesson of faith we can give. And that was the lesson that the people chose after the Eagle to give over to Klal Yisrael. The question, Baruch Hashem, today, we don't have an Eagle and we don't have a Holocaust, Baruch Hashem, but we still have the opportunity to make this Kiddush Hashem. That when Chas V'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts upon us a Gezerah, something difficult, if we can accept that with a smile, that's for the next generation. I'm going to share with you a story, because the Holocaust is already too far. I want to share with you a 21st century story. Story when I read, I cried, and I said, it's too sad to say over. But after reading it a second time, I said, you know what, it's too good to skip over. I want to share with you, the story was told by Yaakov Bender, from Yeshiva Darchei Torah. In the year 2011, there was a woman in Flatbush. Her name was Mrs. Sarah Kriegsman, Aleh HaShalom. She had the dreaded disease that she was battling for, at that point, 5.5 years. She never told her kids. She battled silently, making sure her kids should never be affected. But by the time her kids came home from camp that summer, 2011, she realized that she was losing the battle. She needed to tell her children so they shouldn't be upset at her. She decided she even needs to tell her youngest son, whose name was Heshi. He was a little boy, maybe 10 or 11 years old. And she told Heshi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me this very bad sickness, and things might become difficult. And this little boy, Heshi, looked up to his mother crying and had a two-word question. His question was, Mommy, why you? This was his question. Why you? As many mothers, as many other boys out there, why you? A question that no mother should ever, ever, ever have to ask or answer. This woman, Mrs. Kriegsman, Aleh HaShalom, a rock of faith, turned to her son and said these words. She says, Heshi, when I was one of the first in my class to get engaged and married, when there were many of my friends and many of my schoolmates much older than me, years older than me, who were struggling with Shidduchim, and I got married right away, I didn't ask why me. She says, when I had children right after the chasna, a couple of months later, I was zeichet to children, and I had friends that struggled for years. And I, Baruch Hashem, had many children during that time. I never asked why me. And she continued on. We were always very fortunate. We had parnas in the house, and I never asked why me. She turned to Heshi and she says, so how come now I can ask why me? I can't. You don't ask why me. The same good HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave us all that, he chose me for this now. And he turned to her son and her children with that lesson for life. Yes, lo yaleinu v'lo yaleichem, the Kriegsmen lost their mother in that summer of 2011, but they never lost her lesson of faith. Starting with the Eagle, continuing through the all the tsars we had, as far down as the Inquisition until today, we want to have something, a chizuk we can take out of this week's parsha, is that the Yidden who were guilty said, instead of running away and hiding, we're going to run to the killers and tell them, yes, we deserve to die. So the Dairis forever should know, Moshe Emes, or say Rasa Emes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emes. They made that sacrifice, they didn't fight, and they didn't run away. That gave the Kaychis to the Yidden to dance, Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu, as Rav Dessler writes in his letter, and that empowered Mrs. Kriegsman and many others to continue their faith to their children. We should never have to do it in the events that Mrs. Kriegsman, Allah Shalom, had to do it. But it's worth it for us. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us a patch, we all experience, hopefully small ones, a loss, a monetary loss, someone's not well, something small, a job, we lose a job. And we, again, they're all very challenging. I'm not undermining the challenges. But when your children watch you and you can say, Kindalach, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you say, we don't understand, but we've been miming b'emunah shelema, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes and his ways are just, it will imbue the children with emunah, that when they get challenged with their nisyanus, they will be able to overcome. And this is the gratitude we owe the Yidden of the Dar of the Eagle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that in good situations, we should be able to internalize this lesson to our children, and be zeich in the schus of the emunah of Klal Yisrael, the schus of the Nashim Tzidkaniyos, whose emunah was so strong that they never were even chaited to the Eagle. That emunah that the Nashim Tzidkaniyos still have today, and giving over to their children, we should be zeich to the Geula Shelema, b'mehera v'yameinu, amen. Good Shabbos.